Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. We got a special guest. I always got special guests, but we got a very special guest. I mean, introduce yourself, man.
Tell my name is Terraylen, aka Teezy. Make sure y'all just tap in with not only Big and Lazy podcast, but with the music that's coming out. And if you got music, man, put your heart into that, man. Put your soul in that, too. Real talk.
That's a hell of a way to start the episode. We're going to follow that. But follow us on everything. We on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok,
yes, sir.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Any and everywhere you can find podcasts, you can find the Big and Lazy podcast. Where can they find you at?
They can find me basically everywhere that you just listed to. Like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, you feel me, YouTube. But if you really want the deep intels on just like the drops and stuff, definitely TikTok for sure right now.
And TikTok, that's booming, man. That's the I guess I'm too old though, but that's you know what I mean?
It's a platform of platforms.
Yeah, that's the beat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, you can find so much stuff on there, like, you know, the trendy music, trendy food, like TikTok.
Heavy on the food. I ain't gonna lie to you. Love eating, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
We usually save this for the end, though. So give us it's the Big and Lazy podcast. So give us something good to watch and like something good to eat. That's the lazy part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something good to watch. Ooh, what's been really just tinking my mind right now? I've been real heavy in the animes lately.
Mm-hmm. But
if you want a movie that I'm watching today, I just got, I still got to finish The Union. It's on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically, if you're looking at it from the, you feel me, the four perspective of everything, you definitely just seeing it like, it's just a regular movie. But I kind of see it as like the twin flame dynamic.
Yeah.
So it's like, you feel me, the challenges that you're going through with relationships and stuff like that. If you choose a certain path, if you choose a different path, you know what I mean? It's heavy on that. And food wise, I just got done cooking some butter chicken masala Alfredo.
Okay. Well,
that shit is good. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah. What'd you say it was again?
Butter chicken masala Alfredo.
Ah, okay. There you go.
Hell yeah.
So you chef it up or you just...
Gots to cook. Okay. Gots to cook. If you want some good eats, I got you.
Uh-huh.
For real.
I can't cook, but I can barbecue. All right? But as far as in the stove, I can grill with the best of them.
You be smoking stuff?
Yep. I tried to. Mm. But yeah, R.P. Charles Frey, I always, you know, get tips from him. He was a hell of a smoke. He died last year before, but he could smoke anything. Lobsters, half chicken.
Smoked lobster?
Yeah, lobster tails. Yeah, smoked lobster tails. But he only barbecued like Friday and Saturday, like a couple of days. So, you know, he'll sell out then.
I had never had no smoked lobster. I done had lobster mac and cheese, but smoked lobster, I might actually,
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself, man. You say, how long you been doing music?
I've been doing music since 2021. Before then, kind of like on and off for real.
Yeah.
But I figured like when I was younger, my confidence wasn't as high as what it is right now.
Yeah.
So I definitely had to build that up, that momentum of like, man, this nigga don't want to work with me. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and make my own shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So like you said, your confidence wasn't there. Like what was it? What moment was that when like, you know, I ain't gonna say you got the confidence, but like what made you, you know, gain the confidence?
I would say Gummin as a song, but then at the same time, it wasn't even there with Gummin. It happened when I dropped that mobile album.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole phone, like all my music is produced off of my phone.
Okay.
So mix master everything.
Off the phone?
Yes, off the phone. Okay. Off of BandLab. I'm not going to lie to you. And
sounds professional, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's tedious because it takes a lot of time and a lot of, like, you got to really hear and listen, you know what I mean? So it's like a lot of detail that goes into it. But you got people making presets nowadays. You got people giving you the blueprint for you, and it's for free. So it's like, yeah, if you really want to do it, you got no excuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, what app is that?
BandLab.
Oh, okay.
Good ass app. I'm not even
I would never thought it, man. His shit sounds so quality, and you know what I mean? Yeah. So you mix and master your own.
Yes, sir.
That's dope. So you sing, rap, you do it all, huh?
Yeah, sing, rap, and some poetry. You feel me?
Okay, the written word?
Yeah, a little bit. I kind of turn my songs into written word, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's easy to just turn off that beat and just, this is raw, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So did you start off, which one came first, the music or the, you know?
Or the poetry?
Yeah.
Definitely the poetry. I used to love writing. Mm-hmm. Writing class was, like, English was definitely my favorite class. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Second to science.
Yeah.
Feel me? So, yeah. It definitely started with just me up and writing haikus and shit, you know what I mean? It's you feel me?
That's some Japanese poems, ain't it?
Yeah, the little short poems and shit. Shit that gets you just thinking for a little second, then you're like, all right, go about my day. So definitely, like, 6th, 7th grade?
Yeah.
6th, 7th grade.
Oh, okay. And you said you're not from here? Where was you born at?
Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan? Okay.
Yes, sir. I came down here 2012, 2011, one of the two.
What brings you to the city?
My mama and my brothers. So basically, my brother was getting in too much trouble down there.
Yeah.
I mean, up there. So basically, we migrated, and then everybody like, damn, we all miss our brother type shit. You feel me? And my mama like, I miss my son. So she asked me, and I was like, yeah, I want to move. But I ain't think it was going to be like, yeah, we going next week.
Right.
So I was like, shit. But now that I look at it, it was kind of a blessing in disguise. I ain't gonna lie to you, the way that everything played out. That's why I feel like God always had his hand over my family. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I be having them moments too, man. Like, it seems like I always, when it's, you know, everybody's going right, man, I'm going to take his left. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's like, I ain't say a guardian angel per se, but sometimes, you know, it just said that.
That gut feeling, that intuition.
Yeah, that gut feeling, man. Right. I always go with your gut, man. I don't care what. You go with your gut, ain't going to tell you wrong. At first instinct, you know, at voice in your head, unless you, I ain't going to say you're retarded, but, you know, some people got a bad pick.
If you can't feel it, you can't feel it. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I get what you're saying. Some people ignore that shit, though, and then they be like, why bad shit happening? It's like, you ain't listening.
Exactly.
You feel me?
So, what are some of your music influences growing up? Because I hear, like, some Bryson Tiller, like, almost like some maybe Tory Lanez in there, like, when you start rapping.
Not going to lie to you. Music Soul Child, Anthony Hamilton. That was definitely somebody that just really spoke to me. My granny name is Charlene, so you can imagine just hearing that 24/7.
Oh, wow, yeah.
She's like, play that back, baby. So I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? But Music Soul Child, Anthony Hamilton, Whitney Houston, big soft tone. It's like there's no middle ground between, like, the soft tone artists and then the loud belting. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? So that's kind of like the dynamic that I grew up in. So it heavily affected me. When I started turning into a teenager, though, definitely Bryson Tiller. Definitely Tory Lanez. Say it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And then I started listening to more rock for sure, definitely. And then I started diving into Neo Soul. And just really chilling. Because it was heavily... And then... Heavily on Chief Keef, you know, when Chief Keef touched down on in Louisville, man.
Ah, that was rad, man. That was a
everybody up in here love, so
he took the nation by storm. That was
for real.
And we credit, you know, and he has a lot of people forget, but this culture and this, you know, the internet, he started all that because
for real,
he almost put a visual to it. You know what I mean? It's always been there, but that. Don't like, you know what I mean?
You feel me? He teed up all of Louisville with that. I got to see that in real time. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Him, Young Pappy, Dex Osama. You know what I mean? The whole, like, drill influence shit. Damn, who else am I thinking of? Band Gang, of course. You feel me? I was hearing just a plethora of different artists all at the same time.
Yeah.
And once I'm hearing them, it's kind of like... I dive into it. Like, once I hear you as an artist, I dive straight into you. Like, I gotta hear what else you got. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? So that's how I kind of get influenced.
That's dope. You went from Whitney Houston to Chief Keef to Andy Hamilton. That's
hey, it's crazy, bro, because all of them influenced me. And I hear a little bit of all that in my music and stuff today. Maybe not so much of the drill, because it's like, I feel like you got to actually be a part of the drill to be rapping drill. You feel me? I can't be rapping drill and I'm over here loving my baby. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, that shit don't really go, nigga. So it's like, stay strong and true to who you are, bro. You feel me?
Yeah. So you say you got to be living the music. I'm going to ask you this.
Heavy.
What about, how you feel about Drake? My take on it is, it's video surfing of him talking in his real language or talking, but that's been around. Like, he's, bro,
Crody, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, this is, he was back in 2009, the first days of the internet. He was on Degrassi show. Like, I don't.
Sit right with me.
You don't?
No, it don't sit right with me. Because I feel like, it's deeper than the culture vulture shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's definitely like you're copying. Like, you know what I mean? I really do not like that. Like, especially as you, like, I could see if you're just the artist and you're like, this is just music I'm making and stuff like that. But don't say you the greatest when you're taking pieces from everybody and, like, not giving them credit. Like, I saw a clip of La Russell and Sada Baby, and they was on stage, and he did a homage line to Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And that's something I could respect, because everybody know that don't get that latex. You know what I mean? You feel me? Everybody know that's Wayne at the end of the day. But at the same time, he didn't put claim on that. Like, no, that's all me. Like, you can't even do that, for one. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Drake is taking, he's like IVing the culture and putting that into him. And it's just like, nah, bro, you can't really do that. That's why when he said, I miss Drake with the melodies, I don't like Drake when he act tough, nigga, I say, yeah. Like, for real, because why aren't you singing no more, bro?
Yeah.
Feel me?
I agree with you there, because he just dropped a little three-piece, and, like, he dropped, who was on that? Is it Travis Scott on there? He's talking about ops. I'm like, I used to be the biggest Drake fan. I'm like, man.
Who's hating on Drake, for real? Like,
yeah.
Who's really hating on Drake other than Compton right now?
Right. I don't know. Like, he was just, like you say, stick to singing, man, because that's so far gone. That was, I'm not going to lie, that's so far gone. That whole, I said about a three-year span, all the way up to Take Care, and nothing was the same. Like, I was the biggest Drake. That was crazy.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Hitting. Ain't going to lie to you. He had me looking out the window.
Yeah, man.
Like that, you feel me? every morning at the bus stop and everything, bro. Like, I remember when he was actually being pure to himself. And then after, like, literally after Hotline Bling,
yeah,
he started diving into the Atlanta culture, and then pulling from them. And I just didn't appreciate that. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because now, you can make pop music, but you left that core R&B out, and I'm a big R&B fan, so it's like, you feel me? And then you a womanizer at the same time, so it's like, but if you go be pure to yourself, bro, talk about at least what you going through.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, but like right now, who I'm listening to, I done got Lotto, man. Like, she didn't grow on me. Like,
for real?
As far as female rappers, like, I didn't. At that new Sugar Honey Ice Tea, that new joint she just dropped, like, she got a couple bangers in her, man. Like, because, you know, I shuffle my stuff and I caught a couple. I'm like, all right, she's all right. So I downloaded her. And yeah, man, I'm liking the Lotto right now. So who you listening to? Who, like, right now, like, on your way up, or who was in the deck?
Shit. Damn. I ain't even going to lie to you. And it sound crazy, but I ain't been listening to nobody.
Nobody?
Just been peeping and playing my music over and over again. Because I'm kind of in a period where it's like, okay, album's already done. You know what I mean? Now it's like that spark of creativity. Where am I going to go next?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've been in a period of where I just been really locked into my own music. But do you know who I've been listening to? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's been nobody. Like, you feel me? Like, I really just been...
Have you named the album? Is it named yet?
Yeah, it's Remembrance.
You got a release date?
Yeah, it's released August 16th, but I'm stretching it. You know what I mean? You go get some music probably every 2 weeks, every week, you know what I mean? Depending on how this timing is going.
Okay, so are you like, you dropping it track by track? Or what you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's dope.
And then you go get the whole thing.
Yeah. How many tracks is on there? Like,
should be 12. Okay. 12 tracks.
And that one track I just mentioned to you, is that on there?
Forever Mint?
Yeah.
Nah, that's on my last one.
Mm-hmm.
So with that one, man, like I said, it just touches into really showing my baby that I care for her. You feel me? Showing my lady that I'm, you feel me? I'm able to make heartbreak music, but at the same time, that was a challenge for me to make music to show that I love somebody. Like, that was, nigga, you know, I was struggling in that bitch. I was over here like, I don't even know what to say. Like, this is...
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Like, how do I even touch on this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's what I got. Like, the first 30 seconds, I'm like, oh, man, he's a love. You know what I
mean? Yeah, you feel me?
Love battle, right? Yeah.
That's how I try to make you feel. Like, I want that, as soon as you put that bitch on, I want you to float, for real, for real. So, yeah. I was always told, English class, you got to have that hook. If you don't got that hook, then they just go to the next piece. You feel me?
Yeah, but it's all about retention rates, man.
You feel me?
And I've been learning that since I've been creating content and podcasts, like a retention rate, like, you know, that's more important than almost your views and, you know, it goes along with your engagement. So I'm going to ask you this, man. We asked if you could have a track, the Martians that got a beam pointed to Earth and we need a track to save the world. And you got a blank check from any producer and any artist. Who would you want to collab with?
For real.
Okay, that's dope. Yeah, love for real, man.
I'm already knowing me and him and make something that'll touch the souls of everybody, bro. Like, for real. Damn.
It was
if
like
I'm making something wavy. I could see myself doing with something with Brent Faiyaz.
Brent, yes.
Dang,
that'd be a nice wreck, Brent. For real,
man. Who? You said beam pointed to the earth.
Yeah, you got to give us a slammer. You know what
Damn.
I mean?
That's tough, though. Like, at the same time, like, man. I don't even know. Like, I would just make something. I would make something. Uh-huh. But at the same time, like I said, for real, just because I know he would push me outside my comfort zone and I know it'd be something good, I trust his intuition. Like,
yeah.
You feel me?
I was watching that documentary of Kanye, and they had his reaction when he first heard Through the Wire. Like, he lost his shit, man.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. And when I heard that too, I was playing it back over and over again. That whole Watch the Throne album with Kanye and Jay-Z, crazy, bro. Like, it's core memories. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for real though, for real.
So what's your favorite, some of your favorite for real tracks? Like, who, you know, what's some of your...
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
That,
yeah,
man.
That
also,
video was crazy too. Was it in Brazil?
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. So it's like that. Just seeing that as a young nigga, bro. Like that's crazy. Where are you right now? I ain't even know where the place was. I was like South America. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean. So it's just like, damn. He really broke ground for me as far as like being yourself openly. You know what I mean? Because I was really shut off. Like, I ain't want to express myself with nobody. I was just really like, so the fact that I'm even here doing this, like I said, big ass milestone for me, bro. Like,
really? I appreciate that,
big
man.
Big milestone.
Give him a drop, B. Give him a big lazy. We got a little tag.
You feel me?
So, like, what was some of your obstacles, like, doing music growing up that you, and how'd you overcome those obstacles?
Definitely when I got here, immediately, like, 6-7 months after I got here, me and my mama and my little brothers, we were all homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So we were homeless from shit on and off since I was 13. I remember spending my 13th birthday in the Salvation Army.
Damn.
And just really being out there, it was a whole different outlook on me because I still had to go to school. My little brother still got to go to school. Mm-hmm. My mama got work. Who's watching my little brothers? Me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was all just a kind of whirlpool at that time, and all I had to do was just really let go.
Mm-hmm.
So putting that into music, I did not know how to. I just knew how to listen to music and how to feel music. But as far as, like, putting myself in the artistry category, I still had trouble doing it, even though my mama and my daddy was artists.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, it's in the genes, you know what I mean?
Was there like in the band? Like, would you?
My daddy was in the band. He was in a group. In Flint, Michigan. And then my mama, she ended up making some when she was in Michigan, and when she got down here, she actually made a track when she was homeless down here.
Really?
Yeah. That's dope. So that definitely was like inspiration for me. Like, she's still going for her goals, but the whole time I was homeless with my mama and my brothers, I was just focused on soccer. You know what I mean? Just focused on what I could do to get out. But then, you know, when you're working on something for the wrong thing, it don't, you know what I mean? So.
So you was a soccer player? Like, that's...
Hell yeah.
That's interesting. Like, and I always say this, if African-Americans, if it wasn't a stigma, but it, you know, it's not a stigma, you know, it's getting better, but like soccer, some of the coldest flippers I ever seen in my life was from the hood. You know what I mean?
You feel
like,
me?
We would dominate
Olympics, everything. Like, it really needs to be touched on, like, to do something bigger, like, for real, for real. And I think that's where it's at now, especially because there's a lot of people that's getting outside of that box. We got people that's playing baseball more openly. We got people who's running track more openly and just doing different things more openly. I didn't see a black man playing as a distance thrower.
Yeah.
And really just yeeting that bitch across the field. I'm like, damn, like, right. You know what I mean? So I think it's a blessing that we're getting out of that as a community, you know what I mean? And really standing up to really be us instead of what they put us in. So, yeah.
So how did you face, like, I ain't gonna say, like, you know, to like, oh, you playing soccer, like you.
Yeah,
you
know, nigga. Like, yeah, nigga. So it was like, I feel like it was kind of, it was different for me a little bit because I was all around.
Yeah.
So I didn't play every sport except basketball.
Yeah.
Like from Flint to high school type shit. You know what I mean? But in high school, it was strictly soccer and track. Like, okay. You know what I mean? So it was definitely like I seen some of my teammates like, nigga, you just play soccer, nigga, you weird. Right. Like, especially here in little weirdo ass nigga. Like, you feel me? So, but to see that be turned around from being like, oh, T's on the soccer team, you know what I mean? And, oh, let's go to his game. Let's go see his game. Let's go see, you feel me? It kind of, I don't know, turned it around a little bit and brought it into a whole different image. You know what I mean? I don't got to be in a certain type of way. And that's kind of how I always been. If you want me to do that, I'm not doing that, bro. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. If you try to control me, if you try to control somebody else, I don't like no bullies. Like, you know what I mean? Be you. That's all I want people to do.
Be yourself, man. And don't let people put you in the box, man. It's like, it's different. Like I say, like a lot of stuff, like, you know, in the hood, like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, oh, man, he got a camera, man. It's a video. He's been a videographer.
You know? Feel me?
You know, trying different things,
you reaching
man.
Out and you trying something completely different, bro. And like I said, I give props to you for getting this shit up and moving. And like I said, look where you at now, bro. You literally got a view of the sky. You taking off. You feel me?
I appreciate
like, that's
that,
crazy,
man.
Bro.
It's a... I was watching the clip on, I can't think of the thing. It's called, the name of it is, like, you don't really look at your accomplishments. It's called something syndrome. It's called, it's something, I can't think of the name, but you look down your accomplishments. And it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Man, you know, when people come up to me, like, I'll be at the gas station. Hey, man, like, we got to get on the podcast, man. Yeah. You got going on. You got the biggest thing. Like, that just, you know, it's like a breath of fresh air. Like,
how does that hit you, though?
Oh man, that shit's amazing, man. Like, that's cause sometimes I forget about it. Like, man, like, I was shooting game to a little chick, you know, I was like, let me get your autograph. I said, I should be asking for your autograph. I said, why you asking Mark? Cause you're gonna be the next Joe Budden. You're gonna be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you feel me?
Just the, when people, it just, I ain't gonna say it humbles me, but like, damn, man, that's just amazing. Like, and I gotta think, man, like, you know, people's watching.
You're doing
it, you
something
know?
Good, bro. Like, you really breaking the stigma of what the black man is. You know what I mean? And how they try to make us, like, how other people view us. If you were to go to another country, if you were to just pop out there, like, it's sad how they kind of view us, bro. Like, it's like, you're looking at movies and you're feeling like that's truly who we are.
Right.
When it's like, bro, we just like y'all, bro. Everybody's the same, bro. Like, you really... breaking that stereotype is what I'm saying.
I appreciate that, man.
For real.
That's what we doing, breaking stereotypes. We're going to break records and we doing all that, man.
Real talk.
So I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever, like, fell out with a close friend, you know, maybe a family member, like...
Yeah.
And how did it feel, like, over... It's something petty, but, you know, maybe some... That... Right, hold on. Let me get my words right.
Like, yeah, go. Yeah.
How do you feel maybe a small argument or a small situation and that other person is throwing low blows and like, do you feel like they've been wanting to say that or they've been hating on you?
Nah, I feel like shit go at the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. But also, what's meant to happen is gonna happen heavily on that. Like, I didn't feel out with my day one. And you know what I mean? I know when things are ready to get back where they're supposed to be, then they'll be back where they're supposed to be. But to have an expectation that somebody's going to be there and always be there and not consider their emotions and their feelings and how they feel, I feel like that's what kind of stirs up the thing. People are so caught up in being the main character that we forget that everyone's the main character, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, yeah, I feel like it depends on the situation and how much you're... How much tension is there? How long has that thing been building? And, or if it's betrayal even. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
And it's funny you say the main character. I was watching... You've watched Joe Rogan, his podcast?
Yeah.
He's... he got something called like the... you play video games, you know, role-playing games. You play Grand Theft Auto, like... Mm-hmm. Everybody's the main character in their own game. Everybody. Facts. And, you know, you got to realize... It might be 10,000 people. You might see 10,000 people on your way home, and every one of them people got
lives.
They got lives. They going through something. They might, you know what I mean? Everybody,
real
you know,
talk.
And I had to learn that, you know, as I get older, like, it's, you know, I'm the main character in my story. You the main character in your story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We both might have some similar problems. We might have different problems. Facts. You know, it's all about understanding and, you know, people's backgrounds or whatnot.
Yeah. I definitely... feel like that. And sometimes I be feeling like that way about bugs and everything, bro. Like, damn, I didn't destroy their whole society. Like, feel me? I didn't knock all these little niggas off. They got kids. Like, I'm fucked up. Like, you feel me?
Real talk.
Like, so I be really like, damn, bro, what am I on, bro? Like, I should have just let this little nigga live. Like, like, not really today, be fucking man. Me up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you feel me? Like, we might be ants to somebody else. You feel me? To the Most High, we might be ants. Uh-huh. But at the same time, you know what I mean? It's like, it's different conscious saying. Levels. You feel me? So yeah.
So are you like you a vegan or like you a, you know, animal, you know, animal level? Like,
nah, okay. I ain't no vegan. I love some burgers. Uh-huh. I love some burgers. I can't be no vegan, but I do like fish heavier more. Like, yeah. Especially as I start maturing more, I'm like, this shit don't make me feel sluggish. I tear up some fish. You feel me? So yeah. Definitely some chicken. Yeah, I can't be vegan, bro. I'm sorry.
I couldn't either.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
Nah, I couldn't either. I don't know. Maybe I can give up burgers, but take everything. Just don't take my chicken. I can eat chicken every day of the week.
Coney Island? Hell nah, bro.
Is that up in Detroit, ain't it?
Hell yeah.
I went up to Detroit about a month ago, and they was telling me to stop there, but I didn't stop at Coney
Island. Bro, you need to have a Halo burger, too.
Halo Burger, is it Coney Island?
Big, nah, Halo Burger, different big ass burgers, bro. But Coney Island, yeah, there's no way you could walk in there and be like, what's the vegan option?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, it's not happening, you feel me? So, yeah, I can't be vegan. I eat fish more so than just letting every animal just be.
Right.
Can't just eat salad every day, bro.
Because think about it. You stomp on an anthill, that's 10 different generations. You know what I mean?
For real. Uh-huh. Granddaddy aunt, mama aunt, sister aunt. Like, that's crazy. All of them gone now.
So, do you believe in reincarnation? Like,
ooh, kind of lightweight. So, look, I feel like if you learn everything that you learn in this life type shit, then the reincarnation process wouldn't even be needed. But I feel like if you still trapped in a negative mindset and state, still doing shit, bumping your head, not learning the lessons that you need to learn, then that's when I feel like you come back for another life. So it's kind of different than the Hinduism belief where if you do the right thing, you're reincarnated as a bull or a cow, you know what I mean? A peaceful animal of being. But I feel like if you're doing that, you kind of just transcend like the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension. You kind of just wherever you died at in consciousness is where I feel like you would end up kind of, you know what I mean? But if you're still not healed and you ain't learned what you need to learn in this lifetime, I feel like you're definitely going to be just trapped on this planet. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So, yeah.
So do you believe in like afterlife, like heaven, because I don't believe in heaven or hell. Like, I
for
think
real?
I think once you die, like it's.
I feel like it's how it's explained. Like, even religion, like I'm not a religious person. I believe in the Most High. I believe in that he had a son here and that he died for us. But at the same time, I don't believe in what the Christian or the Catholic standpoint on all that is, because it's like the people that even killed Jesus, they were just following like, oh, this is the Christian standpoint. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is blasphemy. But in reality, he kind of teaching you to separate yourself from those rules that were man-made. You know what I mean? So it's like just really follow God, bro. Like, don't follow what man is trying to tell you to follow and those standpoints that man is trying to put on you. You definitely got to just follow God on your own. Build a relationship with God on your own. Like, definitely.
Like, you, so you would say you more like, not religious, but more spiritual, like more...
Yeah, I if the term of Christianity wasn't so fucked up nowadays, like, I would say I was Christian. Mm-hmm. But the way that is, like, put off and looking around here, you can't say you any religion without coming off in some type of way. If you say you're Muslim, you got people who do dirt in Muslim. You know what I mean? And like, in that state of religion. And if you say that you're Christian, look at all the dirt that Christians have done. We used to burn people, bruh, on crosses.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Used to burn people, hang people, and really condemn people and be like, this ain't witchcraft, bruh. I'm just gardening. Like, you feel me? So it's like, and those plants grew in 3 days. You definitely a witch. You feel me? Uh-huh. So I feel like it's definitely just you getting closer to the Most High, bro. Like, you got to do that on your own time. And he talked to me in a different way that he would talk to you. You feel me?
Right. And I think, like you say, it's more because when you ask people about their religion and why they believe in this, it's always something spiritual and intimate. It's always, you know, it's not.
Yeah, for real.
And it's nothing wrong with that. But let me ask you this. So, during slavery times, if the slave is praying for freedom and the slave master is praying for a more obedient slave, who's praying? You know what I mean? I asked him.
That's a paradox. I feel like, for one, people were slaves in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But the only way that you could be a slave in the Bible is if, you know, it was granted. You could literally, you know, have a slave if you were in debt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you would be of service if you were in debt in some type of way, either monetarily or, like, you know, just did something wrong to make up for your sin. Right. You know what I mean? Or what you did wrong. So it was just used to make a wrong right. You know what I mean? That's why you would offer yourself off to slavery.
Right.
But America just kind of flip that whole thing, bro. And it's just like, yeah, taking people and then telling them about the Christian standpoint, like, this is what God said. And I feel like it's definitely misintruded. Like, it's definitely not real. Like, it's definitely a term of manipulation.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I said. If anything based on fear, like, I'm cool on it. Like, anything. Yeah.
You try to put me in a lower state, and that's not right, bro.
So, do you got any shows coming up?
Yes, sir. I have one at Dillard's After Dark.
Oh, okay. Tell us
coming
about
October
that.
The 13th. It's basically it's a fashion show.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to be a beautiful event. I can feel that in my bones. I ain't going to lie to you. As far as, like, the environment.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be publicized by WLKY. So, it's just like, yeah, man, it's a big, like I said, milestone after milestone. And this is me releasing and not just, like, trying to force shit. You know what I mean? So it's just coming.
So this is when is it again?
October the 13th.
Is it Downs of the Dark?
Yes, sir. It's at Dillard's at St. Matthew's Mall, starting at 7 p.m.
The show is at Dillard's?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that's tough.
And you say it's Downs of the Dark? It ain't Church of Downs?
Nah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's at St. Matthew's.
Ah, okay, dope. Okay, I'm going to step in there, man. It's going to be amazing.
7:30. Yeah.
Okay, I'm definitely going to be in there. So how did you get how did you get that? Like, how did you?
That's what I'm saying. It's like everything just linking together. So it's this man named Solomon at our job. And basically he told me that he put me on the Fonz Brown. Yeah. And he said that's his cousin.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, this is all, like, you feel me? Especially how with Mac Doggin and how I met Q, everything just kind of, like, linking up. And shout out to Mac Doggin. It really just, like, lined up. So I hit him up I talked to him, and basically he got in contact with Philly. He got in contact with Q and everybody and Mike, and yeah, just pieces, puzzle pieces, man, coming together.
That's dope, man. I'm going to be in there. Dillard's at St. Matthew's Mall, 7:30. You say August 16th?
October the 13th.
October 13th.
Tap in.
Okay. That's my brother's birthday. Well, the day after my brother's birthday. R.P. Baby Joe. Shout out to my cousin Quentin, man, for making this, making this possible, man. Shout out to Higher Standards Music, man. Any shout outs you want to give, man, cuz?
563 LLC. Come on now.
Okay, is that who you signed to?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how was that process? Like, how did you get LinkedIn, you know?
Like I said, right? It's just puzzle pieces. Like, Q, first I met Mac Doggin.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Doggin is my father-in-law.
Okay.
He already was in contact with Q. Q tapped in with 563 Music Group.
Yeah.
536 Music. Like, you know what I mean? 536. Yeah. Like, it's just really crazy how everything is just coming together. Feel me? Like, uh-huh. Nothing was really forced. It just really fell into place. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I'm so grateful, bro, to be where I'm at right now. Cause it's like, a couple years ago, I thought this music shit I was ready to go back to school again. You know what I mean?
And right.
Really just try to figure out something that I could do for the rest of my life that could make me happy. And it wasn't anything that could really do that. Money ain't nothing that could really just buy my happiness. You know what I mean? I'm very stand on like freedom. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, yeah, I gotta have freedom to, you know, have a little farm and shit, like be right out the way for real, for real. I don't want to really be in everybody's faces until it gets to that point where I'm in everybody's faces. You right. know what I mean? So yeah.
Okay, that's dope, man. How long you been married? Like,
A year?
Well,
almost a year in October. October 22nd, I'll be married a year.
Oh, okay. That's dope, man. Like, what made you, you know, how'd you know you found the one? Like, you know.
So, instantly when I met her, it's like, I know everybody be like, do I know you? Like, I met you before.
Uh-huh.
But it was a more subtle feeling of that mixed in with, like, I'm not nervous around you. I'm not anything because I, like, it's just like, I know you. Like, you the homie, like. Instantly I clicked with you. Like, you know what I mean? And as soon as I saw her smile, I was like, yeah, that's gonna be my wife. Like, I really was speaking that. Like, that I'm gonna marry this girl.
That's what's up, man.
Like, for real. And now she my Jared. You know what I mean? She my baby. So
that's what's up. You got any kids?
Hmm?
You got any kids?
Nah, no kids.
Ah, okay, that's what's up, man. So if you could see anybody on this podcast, like, who would you want to see on here? But you got to be able to make a call or text, you know, plug me with it.
I'm trying to see who's a good conversationalist. I met a guy at the previous show that I did,
mm-hmm.
and his name is Ronan. And Ronan. I feel like him, Russ Guapo, just good, genuine people. Who are able to hold the conversation, but also are able to really engage with you and pick your brain too. Cause you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to be here just having a one-sided conversation with you. Right. I want to know how you think and feel too. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
So,
man.
Yeah.
When guests ask us questions and, you know, try to get our input on stuff or, you know, or my input on stuff, I appreciate that so much. You said you had a previous show. Where was that at? And like, could you describe it?
Nulu Bar.
A noodle bar, okay.
Yeah, it was a beautiful environment, man. Like, uh-huh. Everybody being out there. Noodle bar always just has this feel and tone to the events with the lighting and everything. So it's like, you're really set in the artist's kind of mind in a way. You know what I mean? Like, they set that tone almost immediately. And yeah, that's why I'm kind of like excited about this Dillard's After Dark too, because it's like, man, the way that everything's being
it's
set up.
Dillard's After Dark. Okay. Yeah, I thought you said Downs After Dark. Okay, I got you.
So the way that they got everything kind of like set up, I know the atmosphere of it would just be, I don't know, like, it'll grab people and have people in their seats like ready for what's to come. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in? With the music or in life or any...
God willing, I definitely see myself performing more, hella college shows.
Uh-huh.
Hella, like, just performing and getting my music out there more. But I do see myself collabing with somebody who I always wanted to collab with. Possibly even Bryson Tiller.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Or somebody of that stature, you know what I mean? Somebody that can feel music on a different level than I can feel music. mm-hmm. instead of just being stuck on their lane. Like, I like to challenge people when they make music. I like to see where they could go with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can make a sad song. I can make a rock song. I can make a country song. I can make, you know what I mean?
Right.
Things that can fit different types of people. So I'm definitely trying to see where can you go, especially if you're trying to collab with me. And if this is your best, then I'll match your best. Like, so I'm down for the competitiveness of it, but I'm also down for the collaboration and making something beautiful. You feel me?
Competition is good in all things, in definitely. Sports, in music. I think it makes the craft better.
Mm-hmm.
Competition, competitiveness and beef is two different things. Just because we competitors don't mean it got to be no beef. We got to backdoor and slam it.
It could be a genuine competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and even then, we ain't even got to compete, for real, for real. Like, if you really focused on making your best and I'm focused on making my best, then that's all that really matter. And we can let the people decide. But if you're trying to openly compete with me, bro, I just can't work with that. Like, I can feel it through the tone of not only just the music, but how you move as a person, and I just don't. That shit just slimy to me. Like, I'd rather not. You can't hold on to something that don't want to be held on to. You feel me?
Right. So before we get out of here, I got a couple quick hitters. Give us your top five, your R&B albums. Top five. They can be old, new.
No pattern.
No pattern. It's your top five. Well, albums, we can do any albums. You know, we ain't got to be R&B. Your top five.
Dang, man.
I asked somebody this.
Trap Soul.
Yeah.
Definitely just the way that just, like, the whole album was put together. And I could say that's matching that True to Self, because True to Self was showing how much he grew as grown as a man. You know what I mean?
I got a funny story about Trap. So
what?
I was dating a toxic alcoholic woman, and
damn,
every time I play that, I used to do it to piss her off. She'd try to fight me. She was like, it was ding ding. That might as well be the goddamn referee bell. Like, as soon as I put that on,
off rip.
Yeah, I'm dodging punches. And
nah.
She was nothing but little, so I hold her down either way. It's not a, you know.
Shit ain't no game.
Yeah, like, man. It's just
like
I do it to piss off. Bryson Tiller.
I'm like, yeah, and then you hear that page turn. I don't even know, bro. And I know that sound crazy, because it's like the amount of music that I listen to and that I'm inspired by is so out there that it's like it's hard to even name my favorite artist. I can't even do that.
Right. I asked somebody this, and it surprised the hell out of me, because I asked a lot of these questions, and he said Brandy's Full Moon album. I'm like, that was different.
No, but that sounds tough.
But I'm one of them guys. I listen to everything. I might listen to Chief Keef. I might listen to EST. And this is all on the way up here. I had you, I had EST, and my favorite song of all time is, I ain't gonna say all time, but one of my favorite songs is Elton John, Rocket Man. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, Rocket Man.
Yeah, I'm like a Rocket Man. But I'll give you my top five. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put Till on that top five, but I'm gonna put Nas, Godson. I love that album. That was my first.
Man, I just got done listening to Nas, bro.
Really?
Durags hit something special for me every time that I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What album was that on?
Damn, hold on. You mind if I check?
Wait, do your thing.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since I done heard Durags, bro, I was like, man.
I'm like a Nas fan. Like, he had a live concert up in Columbus. That's when I went up to Detroit.
Yeah.
He was in Columbus, like down at the open park. He came with a live orchestra. Like, that was so dope. That's one of the dopest experiences I've had in my life. But I'm going to go Nas, Godson. I'm going to go Game, Jesus Peace. I go 50's first album. Well, Get Rich or Die Trying. Who else do I want to put in there? I'm going to go Good Kid, Mad City.
Mad City too.
Yeah, Good Kid, Mad City.
Hey, man,
that was crazy.
That hit different for me. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Why you say it hit different for you? Like, why?
It's outside of that hitting like so many memories.
Yeah,
it's just like that was the first album that to Pimp a Butterfly and ADHD that really like everything that man dropped. Like, that's kind of where I like when you ask that question, where do I see myself in 5 years? Not specifically on his level, but I want to impact the people kind of in the same way.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Definitely how Kendrick was just on point and touching people. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that was crazy.
Culture.
Uh huh.
Man, had everybody, we go be all right. And
Yeah.
Like, nigga, we was. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm a sinner. Hey, I'm telling you, who's going to. And that whole, the little video, no, I said the video, the voicemails of him and his mama, like, to set the tone for the next song. Like,
yeah.
Bring my car back. I want some damn Domino's. Like, that whole, you that was just, real. He painted a whole picture. Yeah, he just painted a mm-hmm. whole picture. That was crazy. Like, I guess I put Take Care was a classic too. I love Take Care. But Drake got so many good works.
That's what I'm saying. The level he would be on now if he just stuck to what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
it'd have been crazy. He's still at that level. Like I heard somebody say that Drake is kind of the conscious and that Kendrick is the subconscious.
Yeah.
So I can honestly relate to that saying. You know what I mean? It's not like that I'm just, I hate Drake, but it's more so just like, Where could you have been if you would have stayed true to yourself?
Right.
Feel me?
Right. But you said you was gonna rap for us.
Yeah, I got the instrumental if y'all want that.
Hey B, can you put the instrumental? Is that something you can do?
It's on YouTube.
Damn. This is a Big and Lazy first. No, I've seen a Big and Lazy. I think somebody else done rapped on here.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the show? Like, have you watched a lot of the... I was going to ask you, which one is your favorite episode? Like,
Favorite episode got to be with the... He had the Wicks. And he was real chill. And the other guy, the dude that you just had on here.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about how it's affecting the people, something like that. But he got the glasses on.
Yep, CEO Bannon.
Yeah, CEO Bannon. Yeah.
It comes out. It's coming out soon. We just start teasing that. But RIP Razor, he got killed.
For real?
He recorded Sunday and he got found dead my Tuesday morning.
Man, what the fuck?
That's wild, man.
Hey, yeah. Rest in peace to you said Bannon.
A Razor. Mm-hmm. That was a good conversation. But
yeah, bro. Damn.
So. Like, who's one of your favorite freestylers? Like,
freestylers right now, it got to be Nassan.
Okay,
Nassan. He's he's from Detroit. It's actually Proof's son.
Yeah,
he rap with Eminem and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
His tone and his delivery is very versatile too. Like, it's not in the box. I feel like he's actually out of the box too. So I could see myself working with him. And who else do I like? Freestyles? Do I just respect off rip? The Babies.
You send the link to him?
No, I didn't.
I
did
your thing. While we're taking a quick break, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok, follow us on everything, follow us on everything. We are Big and Lazy. We setting up a freestyle. It's the first exclusive. We gonna be doing our sway in the morning. Not sway in the morning. What's that thing? Flex, Funk Master Flex, man. Get it ready, man. He'll cut all this out. Huh? What's that? You think we did all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Tempur-Pedic Breeze makes
you sign the board feel before cool. You leave?
So no more sweating all night or blasting the air conditioning because the Tempur-Breeze feels up to 10 degrees cooler all night long. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year with savings up to $700 on select adjustable mattress sets.
It's on my dub road too. Just
right. Like today type shit? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like 2-3 days ago.
Oh.
Can we start it back? Yeah. Yeah. Let's get it. 180 on the dash. Why would I crash out? Who's in my pocket? Why these bitches got they ass out? Why associate with old shit that I'm past now? Pulling that paper off that candy, my 9 laters last now. Too much dip is on your chip. Nice stick, they weigh my hip. Why she? Yeah, I'm a star, I don't need no grip. Sorry for stars, bro, keep that grip. Bitch, I grew, how could I flip? Pray I get another trip. It's a balance to this shit. The ones who understand it, never planned it. Most I take off, TZ landed. Came from zero, take one for granted. Nigga act rough, I get him sandy. Smooth like tank, I get it. Smooth like tank, I'm overhanded. Yeah. Boy, got kick. Boy, got chance, my kicks is landing. Yeah, that's all I got.
We appreciate everybody turning in.
Thank y'all so much, man. Real talk. It's a blessing to be here, too.
I appreciate you, man. Dope conversation, man. Dope conversations on the couch. Man, get at me. Follow me on the Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Big and Lazy everywhere. We got a Patreon coming about. We got merch coming soon. Stay tuned. You want to give them something before you get out of here?
Shit, man. Make sure y'all tap in with this album, Remembrance, man. And the show that's coming on October the 13th, Dealers After Dark, 7:30 p.m. And I can't wait to see y'all there. I love y'all, and thank you again for this opportunity, bro. This is a
milestone. I appreciate you, bro.
I'll say that again.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
And we gonna cut it just like that. Yeah.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.